Is that you, Mr. Hall?
That is me. Yep, calling you back.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Hey,
for sure, man.
Sometimes it gets this way. You know, you got to figure. I've been out for 2 days.
It's part of life, man.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what. I got my paperwork ready to write down everything that we're talking about, and I'm starting to think that that right now I might be overthinking it, and I probably give me a second here.
But I can understand going through that with a few other companies. It's natural.
I'm sorry.
No, I can understand, though, because going through that with a few other companies, it makes you overthink things, right? Just naturally. It's understood.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a problem.
Well,
it's okay.
We're on a month-to-month
deal. We're here now, right?
Yeah, we're on a month-to-month deal, and we are doing I have an extremely comfortable relationship with you. You know, you
appreciate
have been
very kind,
very persistent. If there comes an opportunity for me to be able to write you a letter after this thing goes through, I would love to do that to help.
Yeah, you could always leave us a review or something like that. That could work.
I'll do something for you.
Something.
I'll
appreciate
something for you that is going to help you personally. That's what I've been interested in doing. Now, here I'm locking up my office. Give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm tempted to do is without having to go into an administrative tour right now, I think what I'm gonna do is I could be ready to write you a check or to give you my number, my card number, and take your word for it. You're just gonna have to give me something in writing that says
right. So I sent you that the last time, right? You got the invoice. You said you were gonna look over it today or last night. Did you take a look at it?
Yeah. No. I'm not gonna kid you. Up until about an hour ago, I was struggling with a medical condition. I was going to say by accident a mental condition. That's true. I was struggling, I'm not going to kid you, man. My stomach was like a hurricane this morning, and it was.
It's not a
yeah,
I totally understand.
I started to cancel until one more day, but I don't want to do that. You know, I can't.
Yeah, I said let's get you going as soon as possible so you can start speaking to the tech and get it started. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of saving. Give me a second here. I was thinking of saving myself the trouble. And, are you there?
Uh huh. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got two different phones. I was thinking of saving you the trouble and saving me the trouble, and then just writing this stuff down out of the email, because I'm gonna write everything down. The email is one thing, and
right,
So the thing is if we can go over this while I drive, and you can tell me, I think that the strong points are the important ones. You know,
okay,
and then I'll
get started.
Do
you have something to write with? Like, we're just going to go month to month, so there's no commitment after that, yeah.
That's all we're doing. So there's really...
So you're ready to take notes already?
Give me 1 second here, Chris. I was driving my Benz yesterday, and I'm driving one of the company trucks today, so it's just like a big difference for me. I got two or three things I got to pull out, and I've already did. I just want to sit down. We're going to make this real short here. I am to give you my card number here, and let me get my wallet, because I want to give you my card number here in about 10 minutes, and
okay.
Talk to your guy.
Once we go over everything, you mean?
I just need you to tell me one more time. Okay, look, I gotta tell you, okay? I've been lied to a lot.
I understand. And that's why I completely understand the, you know, it's okay.
I've been lied to, and I've been double billed, and I've been overbilled.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I have paid for advertising that people have not done. I mean, I've came real, real close to suing people, and I've had people extract money out of my account twice, instead of once a month, twice a month, and everything that you could possibly think of. Okay, I've been in business 42 years, Mr. Hulk. Okay,
I got you.
Every scam known to man has been tried to be pulled on me, and that's why you're suffering from the trauma that other people
right have passed.
I give this rigmarole to everybody. Okay.
Look, you got to take me through the paces. Huh?
We're an elite company. Okay. Look, I'm gonna tell you. Like right now, things are really slow, but normally, I'm the guy that's on easy street.
Right. Normally, no, I feel it. I remember the first time we were speaking. That's where you were at.
Well, you know what? I spent here since we've talked. I've spent over $210,000 cash, and I have about over 50. Oh, man, hold on a minute. One of the neighbors left. I lent him some tools, garden tools, and he came and left them on the ground. Oh, he's an old man.
Good.
Okay, let, okay,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
so,
well, there
let,
you go.
Yeah, so, let, so listen, so, so the thing, I lost my train of thought.
No worries, man. Let's just go into the what's included so you can take some notes. That way you have all your notes and everything first.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Hall, this is what I want you to do. Okay? Who is gonna be the one that's gonna be controlling and making all the decisions?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to go over. The technician will be the one doing all that. Okay,
who is your best technician that you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna set you up with our best guy. I just, unfortunately, until I set everything up and process payment, I can't do any of that. That's why
I don't want you to. I'm just asking.
Right, no, I'll get you with our best guy though, for sure. I got
okay,
you, no worries.
What is the name of that person?
Well, there's a couple different ones. I mean, there's a few of them, so it's hard to say right now. I'm going to get you with the best guy for your particular account. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me ask you this. Once you and I agree, okay, can I give you some money? You're out of the picture?
So, no, I'm actually still the lead on the account, so anytime you need me for anything, you know, upgrades or whatever it is, the questions,
okay.
I'm always here. You're still going to have my contact, yeah. It's me and the technician.
All right. Yeah. All right, well, here's what I'm going to offer you. Okay, I'm gonna offer you something that is gonna give you an incentive to push my advertising and double check it because you know what's gonna make it work, right?
Right.
In your mind, okay. So what I'm gonna do is, for starters, is I'm gonna offer you 2% of the profit of the job that comes in. Okay, I'm gonna offer you 2%. It's not a
business.
There's
no need for that.
Listen, I know there's no need for that, but the thing is you're stuck because if I choose to give you mutual benefit, it's for a reason.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And if I decide to give you 2% and I get a $50,000 job, okay?
Well, that works out for both of us then.
And if you manage to move things around, and you give me $200,000, and in the next month or two, we got a freeze coming. You know that, right? And
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and if I can continue I'm from Chicago, man. The way we are is you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Hey, and I'm with that. I'm on board with that. Yeah.
The way I work is the part of my success is based on mutual benefit. If I ask you to do something,
and that's what we're gonna do, right? That's what we're looking for.
So I'm gonna ask you to push the extra mile, but I want you to diligently check on what we're trying to do here. Okay? I actually have like a 10-step plan on what I want you and I to accomplish. This is just step one. Okay?
No, I got you. Okay. Yeah, it's gonna grow.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm not gonna bother going into the rest right now, but I'll blow your socks off when my plan is. You're gonna say, "Damn, Al, you're a pretty smart guy." Okay, so tell me what we got, so I can give you all that I can. Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, let's get into it. So first of all, there's your Google Business Profile optimization. So our goal there is just to make sure your business is listed with as close to 100% accuracy as possible, right? To make sure that the creation of the Google Business Profile, the management of it, the claiming of the existing one, right, if you already have one, keywords, categories, everything
hold
is
on,
up.
Hold on. Keywords. Categories.
Profile and photos.
What else are you going to say again?
Profile and photos, and then also your posts, like your ads.
Profile. Photos and tags. I'm gonna get particularly inclined to work on this stuff, and I've never really paid that much attention to it before, but I will. Okay, now here's what else? Talk to me.
So your directory. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We gotta get through this, right? So the directory submissions, right? So having an accurate listing on Google. Bing as well.
Hold on. Google.
Bing. Yahoo. And Relevant Yellow is another new good one.
Relevant Yellow.
Now, we're not including the Facebook, so I'll skip that part. No Google Ads, no Google Guarantee. But also, you would have advanced reporting. Okay. Now there's
Wait, hold
an
on, hold on. I didn't understand. We have wait, I didn't understand what you said. We have what?
Advanced reporting, okay? The company wants our clients involved in real-time performance metrics, okay? So, you're going to have actual analytics, like metrics on your Google Business Profile and all everything that we're running for you. Okay.
Okay.
Even
you said a big Google. Hold on. You said Google Business Profile.
Right.
Is that what
you said? Uh-huh. Yes.
I've never really paid attention to this before, but I'm going to.
Well, this is how you're going to get found on the first page when these high-end clients are searching, right? That's how it works. Now,
right. Well,
your directories as well, not just the Google Business Profile, but your directories as well.
What is my directories? Tell me what that is.
The ones I just listed for you, the Yahoo,
okay.
the Bing, the ones you just listed. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Now. Also, you do have live support, right? You have us, the technician, if you ever needed anything, if you want to run new promotions or, you know, change anything, we can also do that for you at any time. Okay?
Promote live support, promotions, and changes. Okay?
Right. With your keywords or areas or anything at all, right? Now, you're looking at $199, okay? That's the payment, and that's month to month, just so you can note that as well, okay?
$199 month to month.
Yep. So that's pretty much everything that's involved. The only other thing is there's an app that you can download on your phone, okay? That's a way that you're going to be able to see the metrics real time on your phone. Anytime a call comes in, how everything is doing, your ads, you name it. Okay, so the technician will set you up with all this. As soon as we process payment, I can set up a time with him, and you're good to go.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this. Two or three things here real quick. I'll be ready to go here in a minute. Okay.
Yep.
If What you're gonna do is you're gonna give me how many mile perimeter?
It's 10 to 15 miles with the local SEO. You're probably looking about between 10 to 15.
10 to 15 miles.
Yeah.
Go ahead. From where? From
from the 834 Maplewood, the one you gave me, that address you gave me.
From 834 Maple. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's a 10 to 15 mile perimeter. And then what we're gonna do is there's two things we're gonna.
I have listed from our last conversation what you wanted as far as the areas. Okay. So what I have here, one second, let me pull it up. Okay. So Clear Lake City area, but Bay Oaks Country Club and other country clubs within the areas that we listed. Right. I think it was League City and Pearland. Right.
That is correct.
Okay, good. So that's what we got.
Now,
the keywords, the technician will optimize the ones that we went through last time. All the services
now,
you offer.
Right. Yeah. Now, am I going to be able to see a list of those keywords?
Yeah. The technician will set you up with all that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. About how many keywords will I be allowed?
Yeah, 15 in total.
15 keywords? Are you kidding? Is that it?
Yeah, you have 15 keywords, and then you have up to 4 counties or 12 cities that we can target in total, if you want it.
Okay, now, 15 miles is not going to cover that many cities.
Right, well, typically, we would go with, Facebook ads and add on other things. That's the typical,
This is just local
SEO. That's why it's different, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're gonna expand into this Facebook jam. You kind of got me believing that because I'm gonna go with your suggestion on that note. Here's two things real quick before I kind of get sidetracked. Okay. There's this thing that's like a mobile advertising, mobile ad.
Yeah.
The advertising in the areas, there's something that I don't understand really well, so I can't explain the details to you, but where my company will also be advertised in on the mobile phones. Is that something sounds right?
Yeah, actually we make everything mobile friendly, so on any device, could be a pad or a computer, phone, doesn't matter. It's going to be across all platforms and all technologies.
Well, let me ask you this. The last guy that I hired to do this was charging me $200 a month, and he was one of the things he didn't tell me is he told me that I was going to go that he was going to put me in this thing that was called Now Sites, and then some other link, and I said, "Oh, okay, that's fine." But what he didn't tell me that they were gonna extract, like each one was gonna extract like $60 out of my account every month on top of the
right on top of the already existing monthly payment. Right? Or no, this is not like that. It's just all included in your budget.
I'm not gonna have any additional cost that I'm going to get hit below the bell where you say, amazing.
Below the bell.
Right?
I like that. No, nothing like that, sir. No, not at all.
Okay, all right. Okay, this is what I'm going to need from you. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm going down the curb. Okay, I'm going to pull right here. There's two or three things that I'm going to ask you, First thing I'm going to ask you for is basically an email that says, each payment.
Yeah, that's going to all be in writing. Yeah, you'll get that all in writing. You'll get that all in writing.
I'm just telling you, I'm not going to give you the authority to run my card as you please.
No,
I'm going to give you my card number, but I'm going to ask. I'm gonna ask for something in writing that says that each payment is considered a one-time payment only, and you are not allowed to charge my card any other charges unless they are approved by me via text or via email. In other words, if you need to make, next month, you need to make another charge.
Right, have to get verification.
It's time, it's time to make another payment, and then I'll send you a text message and it'll say, I authorize you to make a payment. Because I've had problems with that. As a matter of fact, I had a problem with somebody that made a payment and then like 10 days later made another payment. And then the following month did the same thing and I turned around and said, hey, what the heck's going on? Oh, it was a mistake. I'm sorry. And you know, so I had to cut that company loose because they violated my trust. Okay, so the thing is, if you could give me in writing, okay, that each payment is a one-time payment. One time only.
Of course, yeah, not a problem at all. I already made a note from our previous conversation.
And after a while, if your words are going to be consistent with your actions, which I expect you will, then after a while, I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm just going to say, okay, well, why don't you just sign me up indefinitely and just run a payment every month.
And then we can start talking about doing 3, 6, or 12 months up front. That way you get, actually save some money there too.
Yeah, after a while. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay, you said 3 months.
3 months would be $700, so you save quite a bit from the $299
a month.
Okay, I'm
sorry, again, you're talking too fast.
So we have 3, 6, and 12, but 3 would be a good start. That's $700. So you save probably about $200 over the from the $299, the original package I had you on. You still get that full package, but it's $700 for 3 months. You save quite a bit.
All right. I'm gonna take you up on that. Okay. So the first thing I'm gonna need from you is I'm gonna need something in writing that says that each payment is a one-time payment only. You're only authorized to run one payment. Any other payment is going to require my authorization via text or email.
Yeah, not a problem.
If you said, hold on. Any payment after must be authorized via, we'll say, email or text.
The other
thing that I was going to ask you, and this has nothing to do with now, I'm pretty much ready to go forward, but the other thing I was going to ask you is if this target is going to be focused within a hyper intense target of Bay Oaks. Is there something that you're going to be able to do to target that area? There's nothing that's gonna be done additionally to target that area.
So it's gonna be Facebook, your Google business profile, and all those directories we went over. Pretty much any popular platform people use these days.
Okay, so hold on a minute. So for the $200, you're gonna give me Facebook, and what else?
Everything you already just wrote down that we went over initially.
Okay,
and
so
now as well as the Facebook.
All right, so you're putting Facebook in, which I'm gonna be looking forward to. The last guy did Facebook, and man, I'm not gonna kid you, okay? I was not as familiar with Facebook as I am now, and man, this guy screwed up royally. Okay, the most important thing that I want you to understand is on every ad that you put, it must have my email. Email and website.
Mhm.
Okay, and you know,
Do you want us to build a site for you as well, or do you want to use your already existing website? Because you do already have one.
Can we do both?
So it's good to have just one. Now what we can do is build you a new one, and then have that live for now, and then if you don't like it or want to change, we can go back to your old one. How's that sound?
Right. It'll probably be...
I'm telling you, you're going to like it, though. I mean, you're going to like it.
I'm going to like it. It has to be exactly what I have now.
And I think it's going to be better for your new ad campaign and, like, trying to get these high-end clients. We can build you something that's going to be, you know, appealing to them. You know what I mean?
Here's the big question, okay? Now, I have my email, and if I have my website, and you build me a website, the minute that you and I don't do business anymore, that website's gonna be eliminated, and I'm gonna be SOL.
So it wouldn't necessarily be eliminated, okay? So you would still have access to it. All we have to do is just host it, right? And you have to have someone host the website anyway, and it'll only be $50 a month. And that's actually less than most people would charge for hosting anyway.
Yeah, well, see, the one I have now, I get it hosted for $3 a month. You know,
okay.
and really, to be honest with you.
We can just stick with yours then, if that's so fine with you. I mean, totally up to you.
Can you take, is it possible to take mine and to upgrade it?
Unfortunately, no. Not unless it's a Wix site. I think that's the only one we work with is Wix.
Okay.
So unfortunately,
well,
no, we can't upgrade an existing site. We can only build a new one. Now, keep in mind,
even if you didn't
want to have the site anymore, you'd still have your own, you know, your site now.
You know what you could do? You could build a new one that is a copycat of what I have and enhance that one. Is that possible? Can you do that?
We can make it similar. Yeah, that sounds good. Can do
it's
that,
the
yeah.
same thing that I have now. It's going to save
it's
you work.
Similar
and,
to what we're talking about already. So, yeah.
I'll enhance it. And what I'll do is I'll keep hard copies of your enhancement. And, okay, so here's the thing. Here's the only worry that I have. And I'm sorry for taking up so much of your time. Okay, in my website, people cannot put reviews on my website that I don't authorize. You know, my website does not have room for. I've got in 40 years, 42 years, I've got an impeccable reputation. There was one lady, there was an alcoholic and a dopey that she made an indecent proposal to me because she didn't have enough money to finish the job, and she invited me to her house with a bottle of tequila in her hand and a joint in
there
her hand, drunk as a skunk, wanting me to, you know, have a good time with her and clear up the last payment. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, I finished the job and left. And I called her up and I told her she owed me the money, and she filed a bad report on me. That's the only bad report I ever had. And I don't want anybody to do that again.
No, I can understand.
Is somebody going to be able to put a bad review on my will I have control over the review?
Yeah, so we do. So we do have something in that app I was talking about, the analytics, right, the metrics, that we can help you manage your reviews. Yes, we can help you with that.
Okay. All right. So, you know, if I got a goofball psychotic person, I got a guy that I thought he was gonna do a bad. He threatened me to do that. I did like about a $15,000 job, but he ended up paying me like $6,000. And then he started coming up with crazy stuff to try to get me to be pissed off. And he did a really good job of it. So I got to a certain point where he owed me like 90% of the money, and I told him if he didn't pay me the rest, I was walking off the job and I wasn't coming back until he paid me the money.
Right.
Well, okay. You know, he screwed me is what he did. And he said, oh, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And, you know, it turned out that the guy was a psychotic guy, man, you know, a hustler. So the thing about it is I don't want to be held hostage by somebody who is you figure if I've been doing this for 42 years and I don't have any bad reports, you figure I'm pretty damn good. But there's nuts out there. And really, to be honest with you, in my older age, I've learned how to put up with less garbage from people than I used to before. I used to kiss people's ass and, yes, sir, no, sir, I'm sorry, sir, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make you happy, sir. And I get screwed and taken advantage of, and I'd walk away praying and doing good to them. You know, and I'm not in business to do that anymore. So the thing about it is I want to be able to control that no fruitcake is going to come and leave me a bad report.
And then, like, right, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. We have we can have systems to help you with that. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put here, Will.
So just put, we have, okay, so the best way to put it is using our dashboard.
Use dashboard.
To maintain and manage reviews.
I'm just going to put some manage reviews.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I've learned that the more reviews you get, the better it looks. So I'm gonna get on that.
Also,
okay,
good,
I think we're good to go. Awesome.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, we're good to go. And let me just ask you this. I asked you a question earlier. Okay?
Okay.
I asked you if there was any way possible, and I don't care if you could just air the website that I have now in the meantime, and put my name and, you know, some keywords and go with it. Now, there's two things. Is it possible to be able to have more keywords, like 50, and I can give them to you?
So
is that possible?
We can't have 50. We can have 15, and then with the Facebook ads, we can have more.
We can have only with Facebook ads.
No, so I'm saying with the Google we can have 15, but then we can add more with your Facebook too. Is what I'm meaning. All right,
so what we'll do is we'll do 50 keywords, and we'll add more keywords. I know
using your Facebook, yeah.
I know that the keywords are gonna be a game changer. Okay,
for sure.
I had asked you a question that you never answered. There was two questions that you never answered. I asked you if there was anything that we were going to be able to do to intensify Bay Oaks.
So as long as it's within that 10, 15-mile radius,
it is.
We can target
it. Is.
And now that you have the Facebook, now that you have the Facebook ads, you have technically up to 50 miles if you want it.
Okay, let's do 50 miles.
Okay, good.
Let's do 50 miles because that's gonna get me two extra.
Much more.
Let me enlighten you here, Mr. Hall. Okay. If I make $50,000 to $80,000 a month, which it's I've achieved that goal many times over and over and over again for years. Where I make $50,000 to $90,000 every month. That's a ton of money. Okay?
Oh, yeah,
we're gonna say $50,000 profit. Okay? 1% of $50,000 is what? $500? 2%
That's
imagine me giving you $1,000 a month. I'll show you the books, man. This is historical. I've achieved these goals where but the difference is now I'm sure that I can make about $200,000 a month. Now I'm gonna tell you, I got two partners that are 10%, okay? And when we make a project and we make about $800,000 in profit and they get 10%, that's $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine why my business is successful? I got guys working for me that I put an escrow account on every job we get, and our goal in times past has been, you know, about $800,000 in profits, and we've reached that level. They make a ton of money. When I tell you that you can make $1,000 a month, man, you know what? It's chicken feed to me. Okay? And I'm very, very conservative, but I can do that for you, Mr. Hawk. Without a doubt, I can do that. And that's why I need you to give me as much flexibility and get on this thing like white on rice, and I'm gonna trust you on it. I'm not asking you to be my business associate. I'm asking you to be my permanent advertising agent with limited partnership benefits, because the thing about it is if you make $2,000, if you make $1,000, you're gonna get home, that you're gonna get to the office the next day, And you're going to say, hey, what can we do to move this thing up, man? What can we do to increase Mr. Soto's profits? And I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. Here's the next question, okay? The next question is, if I decide to target individuals, okay, through, I forgot what it's called, closed directory, say, for example, surgeons, doctors, football players, NFL players, basketball players, and attorneys, CEOs, dentists. Is there a way that you can make that happen?
As long as it's within that area, we can target it any way you like, yeah.
What I'm saying is, you know, if we buy a list of all the dentists that exist in the area, in the country clubs, you can target them intensively, right?
For sure, exactly. And you can go over this with the technician. They have all sorts of strategies that they can set up for you. Yeah, totally.
Okay. And if I name categories, you told me categories. If I name categories and I give you categories and offices in the area, like insurance companies, asset management companies, you know, I'm gonna say like this, okay? If I give you asset management companies and you put an intense focus on them, asset management companies alone will give me over $100,000 a month. That's on the low side. Now these are people who need me right now today. They're desperate for somebody like me, and I can't connect with them. Okay, so I've got all the avenues already lined up.
Sooner the better, Push.
I'm looking. I'm sorry.
So it sounds like the sooner the better, right?
Yeah, the problem is that I have not ran into anybody that's willing to work for the money. They want to get one check, and that's it.
Right.
You know, the thing about it is...
Take the money and run, right?
You can get plenty of money out of me if you pay attention, and some of that's going to go into your pocket. So, all right, let's get this thing done.
So yeah, let's get you set up then. So for the payment method then, is that gonna be a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's gonna be a MasterCard.
Okay, and just to, you know, go over it one more time. So now instead of the $199, we're at $249, we're including the Facebook and just the same.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. You said you were gonna give me Facebook, but you didn't say you were gonna charge me. Let's stay at the $199 for now. I need work and I need money.
I got you, but this is going to get you more work. I'm telling you, the $50.
Okay,
why
don't you give me the first month on Facebook as a courtesy? Why don't you do that?
I'm really not authorized to do that. Remember, in our initial conversation, we were talking about that.
Let's do the setup fee, right?
I saved you a lot of money.
You're gonna give me the $249 tax title transfer, no extra charges. Oh, the other thing that I need in writing is that, okay, I got it right here. There's two things that I asked you. It's gonna be a one-time charge and that no other payments will be done without my authorization. And the third thing I need in writing is that it's gonna be $249, no extras.
No additional cost.
Let's just put no additional in your own words. All right, sound like a winner. Okay, so tell me what you need to do. You're gonna get me now.
So
okay, now
we're gonna set you up with everything we just talked about. Okay, I'll have you speak with the technician. As soon as we get off this call, I can set up a time with the technician, okay? So as soon as we finish this, we'll set up the time. Just got to process payment. Only thing holding us back.
Mr. Hall, can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, still here.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Sophie?
Yes?
Do you have a real quick minute? I got a legal question that's in regards to my account that you can probably answer. Do you have a fact minute?
Yeah.
Okay, I have somebody that I'm getting ready to give my card number to. And the problem that I've had is everybody said, oh yeah, you're authorizing us to do a one-time payment. And then next thing you know, they make another charge without my authorization. If I have a letter from them that says that they're authorized to make a one-time payment and they default on that, we can cancel that account, without having to close my account. Is that correct? If I have a letter that says that I am only giving them authorization to do a one-time payment, no more.
What is the letter going to the payee people?
It's gonna go to me. They're gonna give me a letter. I told them I want a letter. I'm gonna give them the problem that I have is I've given vendors my card number before, and then I gotta close my account and cancel my card. I'm sorry.
Give them your debit card number or your
account number? My debit card number.
Okay. If you give them the debit card number, if they keep coming in and you don't want to pay it, we just have to close the card.
I have to close the card.
Okay, well, then you can get your letter, but that's not guaranteed for our bank to watch your account. It's your responsibility.
Well, I'll watch the account, but okay.
Al, I really think this is over the top. You don't have to worry about this. It's really not going to happen. We have this in writing in your invoice that it's month to month, and we're not going to charge the card until the next following month.
Okay. All right, okay, Sophie.
Yeah.
You're good.
I'm just gonna give them one of the other cards. I'll give them a card that is disposable, like the operations account or something. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sophie.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, Mr. Hall.
Yep, still here.
Okay. I'm sorry, man. You know what? I want to believe.
No worries.
I want.
It's okay. I understand. No worries.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give you a card number. Hold on a minute. Let me dig up that card here, okay?
And that's still gonna be a MasterCard then?
Give me a minute. I think it is.
Okay.
Give me a minute. I gotta
yep.
access this card.
Yep.
It'll take me 1 minute because I'm Let me pull up the card.
Yep.
Okay. Give me a minute because what I have to do is I have to transfer money into that account, okay?
Okay.
Man, I need my glasses too small. Oh, here we go. I see. Now, what is the amount going to be again?
$249.
Exactly. $249.
Exactly.
All right. Man, why is this thing moving so slow?
It's always slow when you need it to be fast, right?
Man, I'm telling you this. I barely learned how to do this online. From
to, oh, okay, you got to double tap. There it is. Learn something new every day.
You got to, man.
What is going on here? Okay. You gotta excuse me, because I got like, I never used to do credit, but and I started doing credit. Okay, this should be the card right here. Man, good grief, now it doesn't have the number on here. And confirmation number, done. Okay, man, this thing is slow. 3624, good grief. And what's going on? I'm pissed. You know, the problem is I have duplicate cards.
Mm-hmm.
And alright, I'm gonna give you one card, and then if not, I'll give you another.
And it's flexible. We can also just add another card later if you need, or switch one out. It's
yeah,
pretty flexible.
Let's do this one. This is an emergency card for the account I'm looking for, but it has a different number. So let's try this one out with the 249. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that is 5144.
Mm-hmm.
7800.
Great.
0109.
Okay.
9178.
Okay. And the expiration?
This one is 1227. I've never used this card before, Mr. Hawk, so.
Okay.
It should be tied into this number. You need the.
Gotcha. And then.
7, 8,
right.
7,
yeah.
7888.
788. Okay, so just to confirm the number on the front. So 5144.
Hold on. I'm writing it down also. 5144780000.
Right. 0109 9178. Is that right?
That is correct. And that's
okay.
Will you run it?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, 1 second. Looks like it's good. It's going through.
Yeah, I actually deposited money into the original. I call this the operations account. This one is tied. It's tied together to 3624. You know what happens is a lot of times people lose cards and they freak out.
Right. Uh-huh.
And you know what I do?
I've done that once or twice, I think.
If I lose a card, I call immediately and I cancel it, and then I have another card with a different number on it. And it's like nothing happened. It's just, you know. All right. Okay. So which day are you, there it is, local splash. I like that. Which day are you going to be making the payment?
So the next payment would be 30 days from today. But what I did was I made a note I'm going to follow up with you before the next payment would be done to make sure if you want to keep going or upgrade or whatever. Okay?
Okay, Mr. Hall, I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to expect great results.
Oh, hey, you'll get them, I promise you. I've been here about 2 years. I haven't had anybody, you know, have a problem or cancel or nothing like that. And it's always going very smooth.
You know how you've been very tenacious about getting me to make payment and finally, okay.
Tenacious is a good word for it, yeah.
The experience that I have is people are tenacious to get the money, and once they get the money, they don't.
Then there's no more tenacity. I got you. No, this is really not like that. This is more of a hands-on thing. You're going to have people contacting you, asking your opinion, getting approval on things. Like, it's going to be more hands-on, like I said.
If you would be kind enough to help me with a rough timeline. Okay, the rough, if I ask you if there's any way that you might be able to put me, I'm going to use the term on the air.
Right, live.
Yeah, we're going to say live.
Live
is
a good
way
one.
That you could do anything and talk to your technician. Is that what we call him, the technician?
Technician, yeah.
Okay, if you could talk to your technician, look, and we've done this before, okay? I can email you this that I have in a postcard. And you can make a quick modification and air it up without all
yeah,
the
sure.
And if we could do that like within a week, in the meantime.
Yeah, I'll make some other notes for the technician. We just have one other quick step here, and then I'll set you up with the time with the tech, and then from there, you know, sky's the limit, I guess, as they say.
Okay, well, look, what I'm gonna do is ask you here, what's today? Today is the 11th, okay, of January. That's a lucky number for me, by the way. Okay,
that's
the
good.
11th
that's
of
a good
January.
Sign.
So, and today is Wednesday. Is that correct?
It is. Actually, it's Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. I lost today. Okay, Thursday. So what I'm going to do is he's going to be able, can he get on this right away and just create a quick page like tomorrow?
So it's not really like that. We can't just flip a magic Google switch and it's all right. Like, but the sooner the better, right? So let's get you set. Let's finish the setup. That way I can get you with the tech ASAP. And then, I mean, we're going to do everything humanly possible to get it done as fast as possible. I promise you. Okay.
I'm going to request if possible. I'm going to request if by Tuesday of next week, if you could just take a copy of what I sent you. You know, the one that says Elegant Remodeling Instruction?
Right.
And it's got my
you'll need to send that to the technician when you speak with him too, because he'll probably ask
send that to him and I'll send him a postcard.
Or something. Yeah, exactly.
If he could air that up and you can make that live, like if you can call me on Tuesday, next Tuesday, just like you've been calling for the money, and if you can call me on Tuesday, and let me know, and give me a run.
For sure. No, we're going to stay in touch. Don't worry. Let's just get you set up, right? Because I think we don't want to get too far sidetracked, right? Okay, so.
Just pay attention to me, because I know you want to get rid of me already. Listen.
No, it's not that, actually.
I know you want to get me going. I'm sorry. Listen, if you can get me going with a rough draft, and we're going to say 50 keywords, okay?
So 15 on your Google, and then we can see about adding more to your Facebook.
All right,
okay?
So let's say 15 keywords, okay? For now, by Tuesday, and a rough draft of what I have, and if there's any way you could push it to come out live by next Friday while we do all the preliminary other... I forgot what it's called.
Our average is about 2 weeks with the ads and everything. But like I said, I'll make a note for the tech to do anything we can do to make it as fast as humanly possible. Okay.
Yeah, and if you could air it out by next Friday, we could look at it and then start making all the changes.
He'll at least have some drafts for you, I'm sure. So
yeah,
we'll
have some drafts for him by Tuesday.
Okay.
Thank you.
I did send you a text message. Did you get that text message that has your invoice, like everything that's included in the pricing and all that? Did you see that?
Hold on. Hold on. What number did you...
Should also be in your email, but the text is easier to access.
What number did you send it to?
The 337 number.
Give me a second here, because I got to log out of my bank. Okay. 337, and you send it to my email.
It's also in your email, if that's easier for you, yeah.
I'm looking at the email. I'm learning to do email here. Verification.
So it'll say...
Local Splash. There it is. Local Splash. Action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay, so that's a different one. You should see one that says initial invoice. You see that?
No, it has not come in yet.
Should be there. If you just type in, like search through your emails, just put in Local Splash initial invoice, should pop right up.
And how do I do that? There's a little, I don't know how to do a search on there.
Well, maybe try checking your text messages on the 337 number. That's, like I say, it's the easiest way. There's just a link in the text. You click it and boom, you're right in the invoice.
Okay, Local Splash L.
Let's click on that link there.
Hold on. So, Local Splash L. Get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. Please reply to the email we just sent.
I think it should be the next text after that.
That's reply to this text.
It should say, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. It should say that in the text, and then there'll be a link right under it you can click.
No, there is not such a thing here.
I'll send it to you one more time if you like. Let's see. Hold on. Now it should be the last text you just got. You should be seeing one coming through right now.
All right. Just got another one. There it is.
There you go. Now click on the link that's in that text.
Hold on. Let me read what it says. Thank you, Susie Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Open link.
Right.
You
now you should be looking at...
I opened the link one time and I bought something and they stole $800.
This is really not like that, Al. I need you to give me a little bit of trust, please.
I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. You're talking to someone who now believes in God we trust, all else pay cash. I gotta do that because I gotta protect myself, but I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. Okay.
Please, thank you. I see
Local Splash terms, terms.
Right.
Of
now that's everything that we just went over, right? That you wrote down. That's the invoice. Okay. So just go ahead.
So much. I'm not gonna read it right now.
So you don't have to, yeah, because you already went over that exactly. So just go to the bottom there.
I got three people standing here waiting to talk to me, and I'm running late, Mr. Hall.
I got you, man. But this is why I was trying to expedite everything because I figured this was gonna happen.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Everybody can wait, man. It's just hey, listen.
So since this is taking a little bit longer, let me just go through the last step because this is the most important step, okay? And then maybe I'll even have the technician go over the invoice with you just to expedite everything. So the next part I'm going to do is called our voice verification. This just goes over the invoice in a little bit of detail to kind of confirm everything and basically just ensure the accuracy of the order. And, you know, if you have questions or anything, this is a good time. Now I'm going to start now, okay? So just
Tell me what I'm about to do. Right now.
You're just going to listen to me going through this voice verification. It's basically just outlining the service agreement. The one you were just looking at, the invoice.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah? Okay. Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Elegant Remodeling and Construction.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Alfonso Soto, CEO.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I'm sorry. I did not hear what you said.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the process of the campaign, okay? Like, you know, verification, the website, anything we'll need from you, right? And as a result of increased visibility online,